Residents will be given an opportunity to talk about the Avon-Maitland District School Board, AMDSB's boundary review soon. At Tuesday's Board of Trustees meeting, the board voted to start organizing a special meeting in Stratford surrounding the current boundary review, along with a tour of Stratford schools for trustees. "I think a special meeting would be great," Trustee Michael Bannerman, who represents Stratford, said when discussing a possible meeting. "And hopefully, maybe a time before or after where we could mingle and have conversation and hear your concerns." A boundary review for Stratford schools was instigated in September 2023, due to enrollment pressure facing local schools, notably at Bedford Public School and Avon Public School. Both of the schools are currently 108% and 120% over capacity, respectively. Superintendent Sherry Carter shared to the board that through the review process, two possible options have been pushed to the forefront. "The preferred solution for the Stratford and Area Boundary Review Committee, AMDSB staff, and the public is listed as option 2 in the reports. It would direct Area 3 students, currently attending Avon Public School, to Downey Central Public School, redirecting 264 existing students. Out of the three options presented by staff and Watson, consultants for the AMDSB, it impacted the least amount of students. The map included in the consultation report on the boundary review for Avon-Maitland District School Board Elementary Schools in Stratford. The Avon-Maitland District School Board website. A fourth viable option was derived from public feedback, which is listed as an alternate solution. Option 4 has Area 3, 5, and 6 students, currently attending Avon Public School, be directed to Downey Central Public School and Central Perth Public School. It would only redirect 120 existing students, though 6 schools would not be efficiently utilized. They would be below 80% enrollment, based on long-term projections. Notably, option 4 was not included in the survey since it was not formally considered by the school board and the consultants when the survey was released. Staff considered two distinctions between the four options. Does the community prefer moving students residing within city limits to a nearby rural school, as presented in options 2 and 4, or is the community okay with requiring more students to cross busy streets, as presented in options 1 and 3? Out of the original three options, a public survey indicated option 2 was most preferable with 44%. The second most favorable outcome was having no change, 34%. But as Carter indicated, that is not a viable solution for the pressures facing Stratford schools. The matter of legacy is another aspect to be considered. As it stands now, any border crossers, students with permission to attend a different school, would return to their home school. There are nuances that should be considered, Carter said. "We've got a bit of mixed feedback on that," Carter said, saying that some would like the legacy of border crossers honored and others want it abandoned. "In addition to selecting an option which you want us to move forward with, we should be considering a legacy plan, if that's a desirable thing. This is a tough concept." A report on all the work that has gone into the review was given to the board, but they did not make any final approval. An approval of a boundary adjustment is expected to be made by the end of June 2024. A boundary change would come into effect during the 2025-2026 school year, not next year, according to Carter. The special meeting's date and location is still to be decided, though it will take place in Stratford. Conversation at the meeting indicated that it may occur late April, early May.